Lindsey Graham, military officials full of crap. Israel should do whatever it takes to survive. By Pam Key on May 12, 2024. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that Israel needed to do whatever it takes to survive, knowing that U.S. military officials are full of crap. Host Kristen Welker said, "I guess the question is, why does Israel need the most massive bombs that can potentially level an entire block in order to wage this war? Why can't it be more precise?" Graham said, "Why did we drop two bombs, nuclear bombs, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki? To end a war that we couldn't afford to lose. You don't understand, apparently, what Israel is facing." He added, "So when we were faced with destruction as a nation after Pearl Harbor, fighting the Germans and the Japanese, we decided to end the war by bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. That was the right decision. Give Israel the bombs they need to end the war they can't afford to lose and work with them to minimize casualties." Welker said, "Military officials would argue that there has been so much technology since those bombs were dropped that for that very reason, that is why Israel and other developed countries can be more precise. Let me ask it this way, because President Biden is not the first president to use arms shipments to try to influence Israel's policy. As you know, former President Ronald Reagan, on multiple occasions, withheld arms from Israel. Did President Reagan show that using U.S. military aid as leverage can actually be an effective way to rein in and impact Israel's policy?" Graham said, "Can I say this? Why is it okay for America to not to drop two nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to end their existential threat war? Why was it okay for us to do that? I thought it was okay. So, Israel, do whatever you have to do to survive as a Jewish state, whatever you have to do." Welker said, "Military officials, the technology has changed." Graham said, "These military officials that you're talking about are full of crap." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.